You Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB. On a network of 91 stations around Australia, Radio TAB.
Good morning, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thanks.
Good, Danny.
I'm still going to talk to you Monday. No, I hear that.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want to hear. Danny, of course, Q Clash 14 against the Suns. How's the week been? And does it change a little bit when you see... I know you're going to win every game. That's obvious. But does it change a little bit when you see, well, hang on, here we go. Got a derby coming up and we should beat these blokes?
Answer your first question. It has been an interesting week, obviously, coming off last week's game and then getting prepared for Gold Coast and obviously getting the news Tuesday morning that, Rocket unfortunately been terminated from his contract. So we sort of weren't sure what to do with our opposition stuff in terms of what to say to the players, because you just don't know what's gonna be put out in front of us now on Saturday. But one thing we've got to do is just concentrate on what we've been working on, what we've been doing, which we've been quite good at for most of the year, and whatever the Gold Coast put up, they put up. But, one thing Fakes is keen on doing is making sure that we get another win against Gold Coast this year and go 2-0 up for the year in the clash of the Queensland sides and get a bit of an advantage there, which is really important for us as a young side.
Danny, it's always recognised that when a team is playing for a new coach during a season, they tend to lift. Are you expecting that from the Gold Coast?
Oh, absolutely. I think Dean Solomon, down at the footy club there, the players really they really like him, and he's a caring sort of person we hear. And I think what tends to happen is that they all tend to galvanise a bit once something like this happens, and he'll be asking for just a good effort from them to come out and have a real head up, a crack, and just see where it takes them. So I've got no doubt that I'll come out full of life and energy, and apparently they've trained that way this week. So we've just got to be prepared for that. But at the same time, we can't lose focus on what's important to us and what we're working on, what we need to do, and hopefully that'll be enough.
Danny, no Josh Shackey this weekend for the Lions. Have things just caught up with him and he's just hit a bit of a flat spot?
Yeah, he has. It's been a big year for the young kid. Obviously, his second year of footy and all the contract negotiations, and he hasn't had the season that he would have liked. So, his last few weeks have been a little bit disappointing. So, Fakes sat him down early in the week and had a long chat with him like he does with the players, and I thought it was in the kid's best interest just to send him back down to Nefer and, go and enjoy his footy for a couple of weeks and work on some areas that he needs to. And, he has been working really hard on the track, but it just hasn't translated into the game. So, Fags and the match committee just thought it was a good opportunity for him to go back down and just enjoy his footy for a couple of weeks. And, Michael Close has been in really good form now in our Nefer side, and he deserved the opportunity to come up. So, that's how that all eventuated.
When you send players to the Nefer, and of course Shackey is the latest one, but when you send them to the Nefer, what are you looking for from them there? Is it solely performance? What do you want to see from your players when they head back down to the second tier?
We're not really interested when we set them back down in terms of how many kicks, marks, handballs they get. It's just obviously they get relegated because of some part of the game might be falling down and an area that they need to work on. So it's just more so on the individual and what areas they need to work on from that point of view. And Mitch Hahn and the boys at Nefer level do a great job in making sure that when those guys come back down, that they set them specific goals and KPIs, and the expectation isn't too high on them. And then when we review the game from a Nefer level, we obviously look at the individuals that went back down and how they performed, what their reaction was from a team performance. Were they when they go out with the other players, were they really using their voice, and were they up and about, and were they playing their roles, were they doing the right things that was required from the comeback up? So that's pretty well individually based about each player that goes back, and what we're looking at in terms of what they need to improve on to get back up into AFL level.
Danny, Chris Fagan said on Saturday night after the narrow loss to the Western Bulldogs, he didn't know whether he was happy or upset with the performance, because there was a good chance there that you guys could have won that game. At three-quarter time, you were up and really putting it to the Western Bulldogs. After that emotion had settled, what was the wash-up come Monday and Tuesday when you did your reviews and spoke to the players?
Yeah, probably more so than any other game this year. It was a missed opportunity for us. In games this year, as we've spoken about previously, we've been engaged for a long time, but then there's been periods which have just let us down, and it's areas we need to work on. But we really thought on the weekend it was a missed opportunity for the players. So when we went through our review with the boys on Monday night, it was more so about that, you know, honourable losses are okay, but there's sometimes when you lose a game of footy that you should have won, and we need to start realising that we have to win these games. We can't just keep coming back in on Monday and saying, you know, boys, it was a really good effort, but we just fell short because of A, B or C. So we showed the boys, you know, four or five edits for some things that probably cost us the game on the weekend. So the message was more about the, you know, as we grow and as we build as a footy club, sometimes we just can't accept the fact that it was an honourable loss and that we should have won that game. And that's no disrespect to the Bulldogs by any means, but we just felt it was an opportunity we missed on the weekend, and the players were really disappointed, and the coaching staff were really disappointed. So, again, it was just an opportunity for us to look at it, to learn and move forward, and just make sure that our players understand that we've got to start winning those games.
Danny, Bulldogs are in action tonight against the GWS. From what you saw of them last week, and it was great to see the Lions pressing them, but and it was a high-quality game of football. Do you feel they're back to make a premiership tilt?
Yeah, I do. They've got their obviously contested ball game back and their clearance work back, which was their mojo last year, I suppose. So there's times in the games where they allowed us to have momentum in the game through our ball movement, so they're probably offensively a little bit off where they need to be or where they were last year. But obviously Luke Leverage is pretty good coach, obviously, so that'll be something to be working on, and you know, they'll get Johansson back in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, it'll be an interesting game tonight. I still personally think GWS will win the premiership. So
do you?
I do. I think once they start getting their good players back, and you know, the last week against Melbourne, albeit it was one game, I could just say that defensively they were switched on a lot more, and I think if they can finish off the last couple of games like they played last week, they'll go into September full of confidence, and I think they'll be pretty hard to beat.
Back to your game Saturday afternoon, there's no Lynch and there's no Ablett for the Gold Coast Suns, so you've obviously got to approach that game a little bit differently now without the superstars.
Yeah, we do, especially obviously Lynch, you know, young Harris Andrews and him have had a few stouches together, so you know, we're not too sure which player they'll send forward tomorrow. Obviously, during the week at Gold Coast training, we've been hearing that they've been playing guys in different positions, so they haven't brought a key forward in, but they've got guys like, you know, young Joyce, young Spencer, who have played forward at times in the last couple of years, but haven't this year, so we're not 100% sure who might go forward tomorrow for. It might even be May, we don't know. So there's a bit of the unknown in terms of their forward line that we've got to work through, but, and obviously Abbott, was someone that we spoke about earlier in the week at match committee about what we do with him, so that's been taken out of our hands. But you know, then you've got the Aaron Hall one who went off with a hamstring last week, and they say he's playing, so there's still a little bit of the unknown, but again, we just need to go out there and hunt the footy ourselves and just do what we do well, and be prepared as a coaching group in the box that whatever they throw up, that they're able to help our playing group out in the field and put the fires out in need.
How many alternative plans do you have? Obviously, you have a plan A and B, but where do you stop? Do you stop at C? Do you stop at D?
It's a good question. I'm actually just on my way into work now. We do what we call a what-ifs meeting. So we've obviously got our plans for tomorrow, but we'll go through each line some what-ifs. And we generally have about two or three, you know, what if Gold Coast do this, what do we do? And that's more so for the coaches and the players, just so that, as I said earlier, we're just prepared for whatever the opposition might throw up. So we've generally got two, three, four different scenarios per line, per player, per circumstance, and we just work our way through trying to solve that as best we can for our playing group on the field, yeah.
So I suppose you don't want to cloud the players' minds too much with what could happen. So it's effectively, if you're prepared for it in the coach's box, you can react and you can send the message out and get things sorted straight away.
Exactly right. I mean, the players get fed enough information, mate, so we just give them the bare minimum, and then on match day, as I said, we have a fair few things going through our minds in the box that if we need to use them, we do. If we don't, we don't. So too much is too much for the players sometimes, so we try and keep it as simple as we can, but monitor it through the coaching box as much as we can.
Good on you. Thanks, Danny. Thanks for being with us. Look forward to talking with you Monday. Yeah.
Thanks, boys. Have a good weekend.